when you wanted to die. I'm the one who taught you how to laugh when you wanted to cry. But look what you've done to me, and look how you're hurting me. Don't do me like this.
You are listening to 95.7 KDRT in Davis, California. This is Alex.
And Sasha.
And we are going to be doing some radio manifestos from the college students here at UC Davis. Starting with Zachary.
Hello, I'm Zachary Allen, and this is Radio to Me. When I think of radio, my mind carries me directly to visualization. An art contingent on imagination as its partner in crime for a fulfilled experience. By not being able to fall back upon the other senses, hearing must carry the listener to the desired location. I think this is very powerful. I commonly find myself launched into different worlds when experiencing radio. Although I am aided by the words being announced, the rest is strung together by my mind in a personal way. I take my own experiences and clash it with narratives and lyrics to feel emotions in a new, unique way. Today, stimulation is key to attention, and when radio is being conducted effectively, it has no issue pulling people in. The art has adapted to the modern day, sometimes hiding behind different names like podcasting, but I believe it still holds its weight and will continue to do so. Radio has an advantage over visual content that won't be overlooked anytime soon. It offers a form of escapism that can easily be coupled with multitasking, cooking, working, driving, and other tasks that require our visual prowess seem easier, or in many cases, more tolerable, when coupled with my favorite song or a stream of thought from a person I really enjoy listening to. For example, I travel back and forth from Davis to the Bay Area so I can visit my family. When I drive, I am always listening to some sort of radio station, depending on my mood at the time. There's something about hearing another person sharing my love for a song that makes me feel like I'm a part of a warm and welcoming community. This personal touch being added is such an important thing that connects me with the people listening at the same time. With all these things in mind, I am positive that radio will probably adapt, but I truly doubt it will never fade away. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Zach. That was really interesting. We're going to quickly switch over and hear from another student real quick.
You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Alyssa.
Baby, here I am. I'm a man on the scene.
Is it punched up? Is your music playing?
Is your volume all the way up on
your
phone?
Yeah, press. Is it not coming through?
You hear it?
All right, let's hear from Alyssa.
Hi, my name is Alyssa, and this is my radio manifesto. So, what's on the radio? That's a phrase I haven't heard in a long time. I used to listen to the radio quite a lot when I was young, especially in the car, whether it was a long road trip or a quick dash to the grocery store. Nowadays, Spotify is the only thing in my car, and Bluetooth is king. Now, what is radio? To me, radio is a medium of communication. From one end to the other, radio communicates the news, the weather, the music of the day, and so much more. I found that the only time I listen to radio is in the car, which is only because the car I primarily use has none of the fancy aux ports or Bluetooth capabilities to connect my iPhone to the car. The thing that really speaks radio to me is that buzz. Radio today has probably almost completely eliminated that buzz, that interference that really distinguishes radio from other media. That buzz that modifies sounds and music on air gives that authentic radio sound that I enjoy. Though I don't listen to radio much anymore, the sound it provides are still something I wouldn't mind listening to. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alyssa. That was really interesting. Yeah, listening to the radio in the car is definitely, I think, most people's main way of listening to the radio nowadays. We're going to quickly switch over and get on to our next radio manifesto. All right, who are we talking to right now?
Hi, I'm Aiden, Deering Boyce, and this is my radio manifesto, what radio means to me. Really, when I think of radio, the first thing that comes to mind is, like, every day driving to school in the morning, either, like, on the school bus or with my parents. I've always listened to the radio. I've had a really long commute to school every day, so just having that music always really, like, just helped me feel kind of relaxed and enjoy that long, arduous drive to school every day. And even now, whenever I'm, like, in the car with my parents or we're riding somewhere, going on a road trip, rather than having, like, something like Spotify on, even though I know that is usually the way people listen to music these days, we instead usually listen to the radio. We have a couple different radio stations we usually kind of go between, and it's just kind of really nice to all, like, have this same style of music that we appreciate and listen to together. What radio is nowadays, even though there are alternatives like Spotify and, like, podcasts and streaming services, I think really radio just gives a great way to, like, offer more a more human connection between people and the listener and the people broadcasting, because even if it is a one-sided conversation, it still gives that human connection and that feeling of interacting with others. And especially in, like, smaller local communities, radio can be a great way to just, like, be informed about what's going on in your community, what people are learning, or, like, what people are going on, events, what's important news to you and the people that you actually care about, rather than some more, like, global news that isn't affecting you as much. And I just think radio is a great way to really maintain that human connection in a world where we have a lot of time listening to things on our own or listening, like, more separated. But yeah, is that that's my radio manifesto.
Thanks,
thank you very
guys much.
Awesome. Thanks, Aiden.
Please introduce yourself. We got our next student here.
Good morning, Davis. My name is Madeline, and this is my radio manifesto. What should radio be? In a world currently dominated by streaming services, radio has become background noise, a constant hum filling spaces like grocery stores, fashion outlets, restaurants, sporting events, and cars. It's there, but we rarely pay attention to it. I mean, why should we? And we can instantly search for the exact song or artist we want to hear. In the age of personalized playlists, radio feels like an outdated form of both entertainment and education. That's exactly why radio still matters. Radio should not compete with streaming, nor should it try to replicate it. It serves a different purpose. Radio is a subtle soundtrack to our lives, providing moments of engagement, whether that be in the form of a song, an advertisement, or a story. This act of connecting listeners to others is what radio is all about. Radio is the companion that's always there, filling the silence during those quiet moments when we need it the most. Rather than being background noise, radio can become the unexpected highlight of our day. It should be the music, the voices, and the stories we encounter while moving through our routine or mundane moments of life. It doesn't need to demand our full attention, but it should offer us a new song, a new idea, or a new perspective when we're least expecting it. Radio is the space for consciousness and open-minded thinking, an escape from the curated playlists and algorithmic precision of streaming, transporting people through time. It should surprise us, challenge us, and connect us to something larger than our personal preferences. Whether we're in a store, driving home, or just going about our day, radio has the power to be a part of our collective experience, to subtly shape the soundtrack of the world we share. Radio isn't just background noise. It's a vital, living presence that can add complexity or comfort to our lives in ways we often overlook. It's time to rethink how we listen and rediscover the power of radio. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madeline. That was really, really fun to hear from you. Yeah, radio's a really great way to make connections with people, especially in our community here in Davis. So I'm really glad you brought that up.
Hello guys, the contents of the radios usually include news, music, entertainment programs, and advertisement as means communications on media. Has a wide coverage and grading influence. So it is an important part of person's information acquisition for me. It is also a way for me to relax between because I can listen to some intermittent program or music on it. Nowadays, the connection between audios to listeners is become stronger, thanks to the development of internet. For example, many programs encourage a listen to participation paid is discussions or activities on those television, cell phones, or social medias. In addition, I can also choose the topics that interest me for like studies.
All right, thank you very much there. We're gonna move on to our next radio manifesto right now. You are listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Talking with right now?
I'm Shane.
All right, let's hear your manifesto.
In my opinion, broadcast radio should be a platform to elevate the unique spirit and voice of a particular community. It functions just as bell towers of the past by contributing heavily to defining community identity through auditory spatial boundaries. For that same reason, I believe that radio should emphasize and reflect the culture of the local area, promoting upcoming events, showcasing both old and new artists, and highlighting the needs of the people. Again, it should be by the community, for the community, keeping us connected through the airwaves.
All right, thank you so much for your manifesto there, Shane.
All right, thanks, Shane. Moving on, we have Marty coming up.
I thought you weren't done. I'm wrong. Different girl that I have known. Of all girls that I have made, you are the one girl that I can't forget. Listen.
All right, here we got Marty. Introduce yourself, Marty, for your Radio Manifesto.
Hello, everyone. My name is Marty Payne, and this is my Radio Manifesto. So, radio and broadcasting is important for many reasons. For me, it provides a way to listen to popular songs in the present day, as well as hit songs from the past. It's also a way for broadcasters to spread breaking news and traffic updates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also, everyone who has a car has a radio. It's a built-in safety feature and form of entertainment. Radio signals are less vulnerable to technical disruptions compared to internet-based platforms, making it reliable in emergencies. In the event of a natural disaster, people rely on the radio to get news and other information to keep them safe. Furthermore, there are millions of people listening to the radio at any given moment for entertainment. Radio is especially important because it will always be up and running. For example, in the show The Walking Dead, you know how much characters rely on radios. They use them to communicate, as it's their last form of communication. Even though it's a fictional show, it still shows a realistic depiction of how radios are used in a post-apocalyptic world. I think the writers are correct in that radio will be the last form of communication over long distances in the event of a global disaster. Additionally, radio is an excellent platform to share long stories. These are all reasons why radio has withstood the test of time. That being said, I wonder if streaming services, Google Maps, and podcasts are taking away from or making radio obsolete. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Marty. Yeah, that's really, I think this radio is going to be definitely the last medium to survive if in a post-apocalyptic world of zombies like The Walking Dead. All right, we got our next guest coming on. Just give us one moment here. Please introduce yourself. Who are we listening to right now?
Hi, my name's Marianne, and this is my radio manifesto. To me, the radio is one of the many forms of communication and receiving media. The purpose of the radio is simple: to inform, entertain, and connect people. It's a platform where voices are heard, opinions are shared, and stories are told. Unlike other forms of media that demand your full attention, the radio can be a companion in the background, always present and ready for you to tune in whenever you feel the need. Whether you're driving your car, relaxing at home, or taking a walk outdoors, radio fits effortlessly into your life. You don't have to commit to listening to one station the whole time either. If you get bored, you can easily find another channel for whatever mood you're in. What makes the radio truly special is its accessibility. It reaches people everywhere and doesn't require a subscription fee. All you need is a simple device and you're instantly connected. Whether it's providing traffic alerts, weather forecasts, music, or a talk show, the radio keeps us informed, entertained, and engaged. You get everything you need in one place. For me personally, my relationship with the radio has changed over time. Where I once waited for my favorite songs to play, I can now choose from a range of songs on my phone with a tap and without interruptions. My favorite songs or podcasts can be compiled together in a playlist, keeping it personalized and unique to me. Any news I hear, I find out first from social media apps, and I can read people's comments they've left under posts, which I won't be able to do with the radio. This helps me feel more connected and involved with the people around me. However, while there are many ways to consume media today, I still believe that the radio is important. Whether that be delivering crucial information when other forms of communication might fail, it's dependable, reaching people who might not have access to the internet, TV, or other forms of technology. That's why it's so important to keep it alive and thriving. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your radio manifesto. Remember, you are listening to 95.7 KDRT in Davis, California. Who is our next guest here on the radio show?
Good morning, Davis, California. This is Mads. When thinking about the radio, I was thinking about its longevity, not only as a technology, but as a form of entertainment. You know, technologies are always coming and going. There was a time when people listened to music with cassettes or vinyl, or even through their Walkman and iPods. But the market is so fickle, and everyone's just trying to move on to what they think is going to be the next big thing. But throughout those decades, and even throughout the century, radio has persisted, and radio continues to be one of the main ways we listen to music and discover new music. And radio still remains relevant and continues to be a huge part of millions of people's daily routines, especially in a car culture such as the one cultivated here in the United States. Now, there are many reasons for this relevance, and they make up what radio should be. The accessibility of radio is one of its main appeals, obviously. The ease with which people can turn on the radio is something we take for granted. Especially in a car, even when the newest models of cars can refuse, the connection to their phones through wireless or through Bluetooth, it's so easy to just turn on the radio, whether it's to actually listen to music or to get the news or just to turn something on when things get awkward in that car. You can listen to the radio anywhere. And beyond the car, you can even access the radio through your mobile phone or through your laptop. And because of this accessibility, many different types of people are bound to want different things out of the radio. And luckily, it is an incredibly diverse medium, which serves practically every single demographic. If you're an older person, you're going to want to get the news from the radio. If you're a younger person, you maybe have a personality or a host that you're interested in hearing their opinions on. The variety of programming leaves no genre or topic unaired, which makes it a very inclusive form of entertainment. And most importantly to me, the radio should, and does to this day, expose people to more music, genres and artists that they would otherwise not hear on their personalized streaming feeds. People usually listen to music on Spotify now, and that's great. That means you can curate your own playlist and curate what you want to listen to, but you're not going to be able to expand your horizons that way. Radio does that for you. And countless memories are made and remembered by what song was being played on or what was on the radio. And that's what radio should do. It should be a universal yet personalized experience that is both nostalgic and contemporary. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Mads. That was very insightful.
All right, please introduce yourself.
Hello, good morning. This is Jeremy, and what radio is? In my opinion, radio is a way of communication that transmits audio content using some waves, reaching audiences over vast distances. There are various types of radio, each serving different purposes. For example, music and talk shows serve as an entertainment for people. Some podcasts and news broadcasts can share some real-time message for us. A major strength of radio is its accessibility. Radio are inexpensive, easy to use, and require minimal infrastructure, making them particularly valuable in remote and undeserved areas.
unlike many modern technologies, radio doesn't rely on internet or electricity, allowing it to function in challenging circumstances. I believe radio plays a crucial role in today's society. It provides news, weather updates, and emergency alerts, which make it a vital tool in disaster situations. It also offers culture features through music, storytelling, and educational programs. Thank you.
All right, thank you for that Radio Manifesto. We're going to keep going with another Radio Manifesto here. Remember, you are listening to 95.7 KDRT in Davis, California.
Morning, Davis. This is Valerie. Radio for me is like a bridge connecting me to the world and to my memories. It was actually the first medium through which I started receiving information from the outside. Growing up, the radio was always there, accompanying me through my childhood. Every morning during elementary school, my mom would wake me up with the radio turned on, and I would listen to the daily news while getting ready for school. The sound of the radio is magical. It's not just not background noise, it carries emotions and memories. Just a couple days ago, when I returned home, I heard the familiar intro of a radio music in the morning, and it immediately put me back to those childhood mornings, full of warmth and routine. For me, the radio represents simplicity and connection. It's not flashy or demanding like modern devices, but it has a way of making you feel grounded. The voices and music coming from it remind me that no matter how much technology advances, some things like comfort of familiar sounds and joy of shared experiences don't really change. Radios are more than a tool for information. They are a part of life, carrying memories and feelings through time. Thank you.
Thank you for your Radio Manifesto. I always find it interesting how radio gets instilled in us at a young age. We're going to quickly move on to our next Radio Manifesto in a second.
Hi, this is Roji. So, what is radio? The radio is formed of communication of data using radio waves to transmit the sound and information. It's one of the oldest and most accessible ways to communicate over long distances, allowing signal to travel without wires. Essentially, radio works by converting sounds to electromagnetic waves, which are the broadcast to air and can be picked up by the devices such as the radios, phones, or car stereos. Radio as a medium involves broadcasting, which means transmitting audio content to wide audience. This content can include a variety of programs such as news, music, talk shows, interviews, and sports commentary. Audio has a long tradition of bringing people together to share information, offer entertainment, and even provide live updates on important events from breaking news to weather. It's also a powerful tool for an audience or people who use an audio station to reach a broad audience with their message. So another important aspect of a radio is a role in entertainment. People often listen to the radio for reaction, the enjoyment turning their favorite songs or discovering new artists. The beauty of the radio is that they offer entertainment without the needs of a screen, perfect for multi-talking or background company while you're doing other things like cleaning, working, or driving. So, yeah.
Thank you very much. Give us one moment. We'll be right back with you on the Radio Manifesto here on 95.7 KDRT. Thanks, Calvin. But you came along. Stop my wrong doing. Gave me enough love to keep my men going. And I'm a changed man. I've been baptized. And I'm a changed man. I'm a brand new guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Let me sing my song now. La, 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 la. Who are we here with right now?
Hi, this is Sam, and this is my radio manifesto. Radio is more than just a technology, and it is a timeless companion with whispering, speaks, and sings into the lives for millions. It is a bridge connecting disparate voices and bringing them into our homes and hearts. Through the simple magic of radio waves, sounds from around the globe are transformed into intimate narratives and melodies that comfort, inform, and inspire. Radio has a unique charm, and it can feel like a conversation with an old friend or a window to the world you've never visited. It is a canvas for storytellers, a podium for newsmakers, and a sanctuary for music lovers. In moments of a crisis or solitude, radio is a reassuring voice that reminds us no matter where we are never truly alone. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Look up at the sky, there's no star that glows. Picture a river with nowhere to flow. That's how it's been, honey, since you've gone again.
A cold winter breeze. I ain't got no friends. I got cold enemies. That's how it's been, honey, since you've gone again.
Back with another Radio Manifesto. Let's take a listen.
Hi, I'm Leah, and this is my Radio Manifesto. Growing up, I was super excited when my dad would take me to his work, as this meant I got to go to a radio station. For over 25 years, my dad has been a part of the team at CBS Radio, now called Odyssey, in Los Angeles, California. I loved going to the station, watching the newsroom on air, walking around the writer's room, and meeting the on-air talent. My dad would take me to the server room and explain to me how radio waves work and show me the ins and outs of the station. From a young age, I enjoyed listening to the radio because of its accessibility and the various types of stations I would listen to. To me, radio should be a way to receive news, listen to new music, learn something, or have a laugh. As a kid, I listened to Radio Disney on the way to school, excited to hear Justin Bieber's new song or the latest from Miley Cyrus. When I was older, I would listen to Power 106. I'm a huge hip-hop fan, and some of my earliest memories of the genre come from Power 106. I also vividly remember listening to the Dodgers win the 2020 World Series as I was in my car at the time. Oddly enough, the same thing happened in 2023 as I listened to the Rangers win on the radio. I learned that listening to sports is vastly different than watching them, as the voices of the commentators allow you to imagine yourself there amongst all of the fans. I also enjoy that radio can make you laugh. I enjoyed listening to the on-air talent make prank calls, tell funny stories, or play games with their audience. My favorite was a station called MyFM that would play a random sound and people could call in to guess what it was for a chance to win money or concert tickets. My mom and I would always try to call in, but sadly we never made it on air, which was probably a good thing because we were always wrong anyway. Radio is also a way to learn new things. In high school, my Spanish teacher would play us Spanish radio stations and we were tasked with attempting to understand what was being said. In other classes, NPR pieces have been assigned and they've helped me learn about current events and societal issues. Radio has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember, and has proven to me that radio should be about sonically bringing people together, even if they're physically apart, through a shared love of music, news, sports, and entertainment. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah, for that amazing radio manifesto. You got to let it shine. Just let it shine. Just let it shine. To show your love. And then I say, Daddy, help me sing this line one time. Hey, amen. Hey, amen. What a feeling. Hey. Hey, amen.
Amen. Hello, everyone. This is Sasha. You've heard my voice a little earlier this morning, but I'm going to be sharing my radio manifesto now. Without a soundscape, I'm not really sure what my life would mean. Even when my eyes are closed and my mind is asleep, my ears are listening. The first sound I hear every morning sets the tone for my day. As my hearing fades, my desire to listen grows. Sound and nostalgia, they're inseparable. Memories flood back, sitting in the car on a long road trip up the 5, tuning the dial, hoping the DJ would play my song. Early mornings in Hollywood, the traffic report crackling over AM radio, blending with the hum of tires on pavement. Every note and word feels personal, as if it were meant just for me. That's the magic of radio. It doesn't demand your full attention, yet it's always there, filling the spaces between. Unlike the music or podcast saved on my phone, radio is alive. It's not curated for you by an algorithm. After all, I'm sitting right here speaking to you. It's unpredictable, spontaneous, and shared. Radio is a presence, steady, unpolished, and real. It's the whisper of a DJ, the discovery of a song, the voice in the dark when you're driving alone. Radio isn't going anywhere. It stays, even when you're not paying attention or everything else is fading.
All right, that was Sasha, one of our radio hosts. Thank you so much for that.
Scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old love, and then I got some in store. When I get through throwing.
All right, this is Alex with KDRT. I've been your host, and I'm going to be reading my radio manifesto for you guys. All right, to me, radio should be a means of communication to the public directly, in which we are informed about current events near and far from home. It should be an easily accessible medium in which information is delivered efficiently and without any roadblocks. Radio should also deliver us entertainment through music, which engages our dopamine receptors as we mundanely travel in our cars from places of work to homes and beyond. Radio should allow us to forget about our daily worries and give us the confidence to get through the day. I find radio to be an expression of freedom contained through the electromagnetic spectrum. It is an easily accessible source which makes it very valuable in our daily lives. Whether that be learning about the weather or the traffic, these are just some of the ways radio is valued to communities of people. Radio might be one of our most affordable mediums, and this allows us to access larger groups of individuals. And this is exactly what radio should be as a medium: cheap, reliable, and accurate. Listening to the radio should make us feel connected with one another, to serve the community around it in order to create stronger bonds and relationships between the individuals that listen. Individuals want to know they can trust the person behind the microphone. So it's important for radio to appeal to its audience of listeners. To me, radio should introduce its listeners to a diverse range of content, whether that be new music selections or by introducing new ideas or concepts relevant to its core audience. As radio evolves its new forms, such as podcasting, I expect this new wave to take away active listeners from traditional radio, as those individuals will tune in to their favorite podcast at their own leisure. The convenience of listening to a podcast whenever you want will seem to take away the draw of tuning to radio. Well, let's hope our voices will still be heard in this ethereal void. Thank you very much, KDRT. That was Alex. Now we're going to switch segments and go to a little interview with Madeline, one of UC Davis's students. Hey, Madeline, how you doing?
I'm good, Alex. How are you?
So what's life like as a UC Davis student in your first week here in the winter quarter?
Well, I'm getting used to it again, I guess. We're currently taking TCS 112, New Radio Production. This is our first live show, so congratulations to you guys for hosting your first show.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations to you and Leah for running around organizing everyone.
I know, this is such a hectic little morning for us, but it's been really fun, and I'm hoping you got listeners there who are enjoying the show.
So I see you have a few topics written down on your piece of paper, so let's see.
Well, there's always a classic. We can always talk about the weather.
Oh, yeah, the weather.
We love the weather.
Yes, we're very lucky here in Davis right now. It's currently 58 degrees, and our hearts definitely go out to everyone in SoCal, both the firefighters and the residents fighting those fires right now. We're very lucky to be in Davis, where the weather is nice and sunny right now. A little breeze coming through, but not nearly as hectic as the winds in SoCal.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much for bringing that point up. Yeah, we hope everyone down there in Los Angeles and surrounding area is doing well and can find shelter. Let's talk about this classroom for a second. So this is a radio production, and this is our first week here, and it's been a lot of fun. We had our first class on Tuesday, and we just met with each other, talked about what radio is, and we wrote our radio manifestos to bring you here today in this nice Thursday morning, and I hope you guys enjoyed those.
So something that came up a lot during our class on Tuesday was a shared love of music. So I'm wondering, like, Madeline, what would your ideal playlist look like?
Oh my gosh, I mean, my music taste is pretty eclectic, so I don't know. I know right now we're listening to Sasha's pick. She picked out an Otis Redding CD, so hopefully you guys are enjoying that right now. So Sasha, what drew you to Otis?
That's a great question. I mean, I've been really getting into, like, I guess the blues lately. Because winter, it's dark. You need a good like, ooh, I want to stay inside under a blanket playlist. But that playlist for me is mostly like Fleetwood Mac and I don't know, yes. Cat Stevens, that kind of stuff.
Excellent choices.
Yeah. So what would your, like, indoors, under a blanket playlist be?
Oh God, I don't know. I like to listen to a lot of old rock. I'm a really big Joan Jett fan. AC/DC, for sure. Some Rolling Stones, Beatles. Yeah, we have very similar music tastes. Yeah. And one of the interesting things about working here at the station is we're navigating these technologies that maybe we don't have as much experience with. We're playing music on CDs and vinyls and things that some of us do have. I know you have a lot of musical technologies, but yeah, how have you guys found that navigating?
Honestly, I think it's awesome because physical media is back. Like, that's all I can say. Obviously, I have Spotify Premium on my phone. Like, I'm always listening, but there's something about holding, like, physical media in your hand. And it's such a privilege to be in this studio and, like, be able to sift through this collection of records and CDs and make our pick for the day. It was really hard to choose this morning because there's just so much good stuff. What about you, Alex?
Yeah, we have such a big library here. I was not expecting it. Huge vinyl collection, a lot of CDs, and it's really, it's hard to pick, honestly, going through this collection here. But I picked out a nice Chet Baker tune, which we might play later, actually. Maybe we'll switch to some Chet Baker, classic jazz trumpetist from the 1950s. That's more my kind of vibe, is the early jazz stuff. Definitely into that stuff. So. Let's take a listen to some Chet Baker, actually.
Great idea.
Well, you guys can talk while I all do this.
Well, Madeline, how's your morning? I know we had to get up early for this.
Yes, we had to be here pretty early this morning. Transportation, I think, was a struggle for some of our other peers, but yeah, how did you find getting here this morning?
It was great. It's nice to be off campus.
That is nice.
Definitely feeling good about that. Also, being surrounded by so much music is cool, and cool people, cool class, you know.
Definitely. Yep, it's currently 10:45. It's Thursday, January 9th. You're listening to 95.7 KDRT in Davis, California. Alex is queuing up that song for you, so we should have it pretty quickly.
All right, let's change up the vibe a little bit. Let's get nice and sultry here.
Thank you.
the hard way. All right, we are back here at 95.7 KDRT in Davis, California. This is Alex, and I got Leah and Shane here with me, and we're going to talk about our winter breaks here, starting with Shane. How you doing, Shane?
I'm good. How are you?
I've been amazing. Yeah, this morning's been great, actually.
So during winter break, the most notable event for me was going to the theaters and seeing Nosferatu. And that movie was kind of wild. Definitely not appropriate for anyone like under the age of 14. Yes. Did you watch any movies?
Yeah, I didn't see Nosferatu. I was a little bit scared of the trailer. But I did watch Wicked. That was pretty good. Good watch. Like seeing Ariana Grande, Cynthia Erivo. The music was good. So, yeah, I enjoyed. What was your favorite part of Nosferatu?
The rats. There's so many rats in Nosferatu. And they brought the plague. Was there anything infectious about Wicked?
Yeah, I mean, well, we're all cinema majors here, so I think visually it was a very very visually appealing movie. It had a lot going on in terms of colors, in terms of sound, character design, all of that. That was super interesting to see. Definitely something I'm interested in, and I know probably you guys are too. So,
yeah. Speaking of winter and Christmas, what are you guys' favorite Christmas movies? I'll go first. I think my favorite Christmas movie is like Home Alone 2 or 1. I just love those. It's really fun, lighthearted films. Sometimes they don't make sense, but that's the beauty of it. And of course, the score by John Williams is amazing.
Why specifically Home Alone 2 over Home Alone 1?
I think I just like being in New York. Being in New York in winter just feels like Christmas for some reason. Especially, there's like that scene with the huge tree. I don't want to spoil anything, but that's where Macaulay Culkin and his mother meet at the end of the film. Sorry if I spoiled it. It's been 80 years or 90.
Oh, no.
It's been a long time. But yeah, that's probably why it's probably my favorite Christmas movie. Just, I don't know. It just gives off vibes of Christmas movie. Other than like Elf, maybe that's another really good classic.
That's so bad.
Really?
You hate Elf? I do not like Elf.
I agree.
Elf is great.
No.
What's wrong with that Elf?
He's a creep.
Yeah. He's an elf. He's born an elf. He doesn't know how to conform to society in New York City.
They have showers in the North Pole.
Yeah.
And he's just hanging out by her shower.
Yeah, he didn't. He was just singing. He's a lovely guy. He just likes to sing. I don't know. I think you're just not in the Christmas spirit anymore.
Wait, time about. No. I like the Santa Claus, where Santa literally dies and a new Santa is born. Well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Transformed, I guess. It's not really born, but.
Interesting. Have you guys seen Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Maybe
it's
a long time
it's,
ago.
It's a silly one. I watch that every year. I listen to the soundtrack. Pretty good.
Oh, have you guys seen, what's that one? A Christmas Story?
I've heard about it, but like I've not seen it myself.
It's got the little BB gun.
That's the one with the BB gun. Yeah, I have seen that.
Dude, that one's, I don't know why, that one like scarred me for life. Like I never wanted to touch a BB gun because I thought I'd shoot my eye out.
Yeah. Charlie Brown is good too.
Oh yeah,
sorry to interrupt you, Shane.
Oh, I was gonna be like, on the topic of Christmas movies, Red 1 recently came out. Have you guys watched Red 1?
I refuse to see that.
Refuse.
I heard it was really bad. I could be convinced to watch it. Did you see it, Shane?
Yeah, I did end up watching Red 1, and it's really interesting that it involves so much Christmas folklore from like Krampus, Santa, Gryla. Like, not to spoil the main villain, but. Yeah, there's just so much folklore pushed into that movie, aside from, you know, The Rock, who's in every single movie recently for some reason.
Interesting. Maybe I'll tune in. Maybe I'll have a watch. I don't know. Did you guys get anything exciting for Christmas or for Hanukkah? Ooh,
I got this really cool jacket, which you guys on the radio can't see, but I assure you it's very cool, very warm, especially for the wintertime. Definitely stands out amongst the crowd. What about you guys?
Awesome. I got a new pair of shoes. I got a DJ table.
Oh,
so
nice.
A lot of fun. I play with that all the time. See what I can do.
Ever gonna think about bringing it to class? If it's not,
maybe. I gotta practice. It's small and cute, so like it could fit in my backpack and travel with me to class.
It's mobile.
Yeah, it's very mobile. I can do a set for TCS 112.
I know, and you can bring it next week on Thursday.
So excited to hear that.
You can listen to it here on KDRT.
Yeah. After Sasha, I'll do. She'll do a set. I'll do a set. Shane, did you get any presents?
I got two yo-yos. Very classic.
It's a classic gift.
Are you a really good yo-yoist?
No, I'm terrible. But I just like using it as a fidget toy.
Oh, interesting. It's
just nice to walk around with something that's not your phone, you know?
Do you have your yo-yo on you?
No.
You didn't bring
It's in my apartment.
Oh.
You should learn some tricks.
Like walk the dog around the world.
Yeah, teach him.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad I can't show the people on air the tricks.
I know. That's the one downside of radio. I can't show you guys these amazing things we just got for over the winter break.
They can imagine it, though.
I know.
They're picturing your jacket, picturing Shannon. And
with that Pepsi logo on your jacket.
Yep. Somewhere on there, yep.
Yeah.
So what exactly is your jacket from?
It's a Jeff Gordon NASCAR jacket. I'm a huge NASCAR fan. And so, I'm just repping my guy, the four-time champion. If anyone here from the Bay Area, he's from Vallejo, so some people here listening maybe might know Jeff Gordon. Yeah, so that was great. I had a great winter break, spending time with my family. I actually watched Lord of the Rings, too.
Yes!
I don't know if you guys consider that a Christmas movie, but...
It clearly is. It has elves. It has snow. It has magic. It's clearly a Christmas movie.
I agree.
And he even gets a present.
I mean, I only made it through the first film, unfortunately. And then I heard that they're not even going to make it to Mount Doom until the third film. And then I checked out, unfortunately.
No. You're coming back with me, and we're going to go watch Lord of the Rings. And we can talk about it next time we're on air.
Okay. Something in your eyes I see. All right, well, I think we're going to have to wrap it up here in a second, guys. Thank you so much for listening to 95.7 KDRT in Davis, California. And we'll be here next Thursday at 10 a.m. for the next 10 weeks. So make sure you tune in. My name is Alex. And on behalf of myself and the rest of the crew here at KDRT, thank you, and we'll see you next week. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.